Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Okay. What type of company is this? Because I got this number on my phone, and I'm trying to see who it is, and I can tell if that's something that I made, the transaction that I'm conducting.
Yes, you've reached a third-party call center, and we represent over 400 companies.
Okay, because I received a bill for $39.99, and I've made no transactions, and if it wasn't for my daughter dialing this number right now, I wouldn't even know who it is because I can't see.
May I have your zip code so that may I locate your account?
The zip code is 38108. Correct.
Give me your first and last name one more time, please.
Jonathan Smith.
Still with you, Mr. Smith. One moment. Mr. Smith, would you happen to have placed the account in someone else's name or another name?
No.
Verify your phone number, please.
The number that you all call me at is the 1-3-9-1-3-5-6-0-7-3-2.
This account is actually pulling up a Joseph. Are you familiar with anyone named Joseph?
No.
Okay.
It says a third party?
Yes, we're a third party. Interesting. And have you ordered any products within the last 2-3 months?
Now, the last thing that I know, my son said he ordered a drone, but he said that he had paid $9.97, and that was it. Now, I'm not authorizing him to pay anything other than that. And I was, when he said that, I said, okay.
I am seeing a drone here, sir.
For $39.99?
The drone is actually listed for $9.97, but it's under a name of Joseph. So I'm not sure if your son may have used his government name or he put in an alias. But it definitely shows Joseph.
Okay, I'm just concerned about that $39.99. You know, my computer will read to me because my computer has to talk to me. That's at $39.99. That's when I was like, well, that doesn't sound familiar. So I had to dial the number.
Okay. Verify your shipping address, please.
Okay, it should be a P.O. Box 80344.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the zip code.
Memphis?
Correct. It said 38108.
Okay. Yes, it appears that this is actually for a drone. However, it does show that the payment was declined for the drone itself. I'm not able to actually see the entire account for whatever reason, but it is linked to a Joseph And I want to say the last name is Asuji.
The only thing I know, like I told you, I said the 997, it's the only thing that I know that he said he ordered. So
right.
3999, wherever that's coming from. Well, I mean, that's basically all the information I need to know, because if you say that you see the drone, because the credit card company did say that they approved the 997, you know, it was declined originally, because I know a lot of these sites, you never know, you know, because they can't just confirm it right away, because if it's not necessarily a mainstream site like a Target, Walmart, or Amazon, they will decline it.
So the 3997 is related to a, well, being that your son went forth to receive the drone at an exclusive rate, and you guys did not call back in to counsel before the expiration of the trial, you all were automatically enrolled into a membership program. Now, the membership program allows you guys to receive $200 in vouchers to shop online to receive reduced rate products, such as, of course, drones, but also tablets, AirPods, smartwatches, etc. So what you are seeing, pardon?
You know, I mean, I could have bought two drones for a lot less than that. Not only that, without getting the subscriptions, that's what I'm saying. Basically, I could have just bought the drone.
Now, with that in mind, for whatever reason, it's not pulling up. I mean, I can try to type in your name and see if another account pulls up. I do see the drone, but it's under Joseph. Now, let's type in your name to see if the 3997 appears. Spell your name, please.
J-O-H-N-A-T-H-A-N.
Last name?
S-M-I-T-H.
S-M-I-K-H.
T-H.
T-H, okay. Okay, so I see the, and your email is?
Oh, I don't give them my email address.
Okay. Okay, so I see a Gmail email, so this will help to let me know if this is you or not.
No, I don't do Gmail, email, none of that. I work for the government, so it's a lot of stuff that I just can't give you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I can go to our, you know, I can go to our department when I get to work in the morning, and I just give them the information that I have, and I can just go from there. But, you know, I said when you say $39.99, because he was authorized to do $9.97, and that's all he wanted. He just wanted to get that drone. So now you're saying $39.97, a trial period. Nobody asked me authorized no trial period, but that's okay. I mean, I just had the credit card company, and even if it has to cancel everything out, I will. If he wants the drone, but I don't need no $39.99. I don't care nothing about no coupons, no discounts, all of that. The boy just wants the drone. He's 11 years old. He just wants the drone, I guess, to play with or whatever. But that's all I'm interested in.
And to that point, that information more or less would have been in the terms and conditions when going forth to accept the drone at an exclusive rate. Now, outside of that, I'm not actually seeing the actual account. I did see the one that was under Joseph. So I'm not sure if that's your son or his alias, whatever you see fit. But that's all I'm able to see at the present moment. You did mention the 3998, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm not seeing that on any account, because I'm not able to verify any other information.
Well, okay, I'll just take it from there, because $39.99, that's definitely not going to take care of it. Like I said, even if they had to cancel his drone, I'll just have his sister do it, and I know that, well, at least she can see this. She'll be here just probably by Wednesday, and I'll just have her take care of it.
No worries at all. Any other questions or concerns?
Mondale, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye.